Well, tomorrow is Memorial Day, and it is a time when our country remembers the sacrifices of those who have served our country for a greater purpose, to fight to guarantee the freedoms that we have and the safeties that we enjoy. And I'm so thankful for the efforts of all of our men and women in uniform. I'm thankful for all the veterans. And I'm especially thankful for those who did give their lives in service to their country. And with that in mind, let's have a word of prayer together for just a moment as we think about those sacrifices. Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you for this country, the nation that we live in. We're thankful, Father, for the freedoms that we have and for all the blessings that we enjoy. And we know, Father, that those freedoms and those blessings were given to us at a great price. And we're thankful for the sacrifices that many have made, Father, so that we can enjoy these liberties and freedoms. We pray, Father, that we would always remember those who have given themselves to the service of our country so that others can enjoy the safety and the freedom that we have here. Father, we pray that we never take these things for granted, but that we always look to you, Father, as the one who guarantees our future with you in heaven. We're so grateful, Father, for Jesus and for what he has done for us to ensure those things. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as we think about remembering this weekend, I thought this morning we might ask the question, why remember Jesus? You know, as we look in the Bible in Luke chapter 22 and verses 14 through 20, we see the memorial that Jesus himself established to remember the work that he did. And starting in verse 14, we read these words. When the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, "With fervent desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of my betrayer is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goes as it has been determined. But woe to that man by whom he is betrayed." Then they began to question among themselves which of them it was who would do this thing. We note specifically in verse 19, Jesus says, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." You know, some observe the Lord's Supper maybe once a year or twice a year at Christmas and maybe Easter. Some remember Jesus in the Lord's Supper more frequently, perhaps once a month maybe. But what do the Scriptures teach about remembering Jesus? And what do they say about observing the Lord's Supper in memorial to him? And as our minds are turned this Memorial Day weekend to remembering some great sacrifices of others, perhaps we need to turn our minds to remembering the sacrifice of Jesus and how often we are supposed to recall that sacrifice within our life. And so this morning I'd like to set forth some thoughts in answer to the question, why remember Jesus? And that will be our study this morning as we think about three reasons why we should remember Jesus and why we should do this every Sunday, that is, every first day of the week. First of all, we should remember Jesus because this is what Jesus and the apostles taught us to do. The apostles set forth these statements of Jesus, the ones we've read here in Luke 22 and verses 14 through 20, and then we also find Jesus' statements in Matthew chapter 26 and also in the book of Mark and John as well. But in this particular account, Jesus has these particular words: "This do in remembrance of me." The apostles wanted us to remember Jesus. Jesus wanted us to remember him as well. In John 16 and verse 4, we read, "But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them." He wanted them to remember. He wanted them to remember that he died on that cross, and that he shed his blood there, and that he did this so that we could have our sins forgiven, and that these things were supposed to be remembered perpetually. We should remember these things every single day of our life as we kneel down in prayer before God each and every day and give him thanks for all the blessings that come our way and for the sacrifice that Jesus made. The Apostle Peter said in 2 Peter 1, verses 12 through 15, "I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. Though you know them and be established in the present truth, I think it is necessary, as long as I am in this tabernacle," that is, in this body, "to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this, my tabernacle or my body, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may, after my demise, to have these things always in remembrance." He emphasizes remembering the life of Jesus. He emphasizes remembering the teaching of Jesus. He emphasizes remembering the death of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus. And this fact is something that the apostles taught and something that we need to understand. But the fact of remembering Jesus isn't our only concern. There is also the concern of how we are to remember Jesus. We already talked about one way of remembering Jesus, and that is by being thankful for Jesus to God in prayer. But Jesus told us very specifically how to remember his sacrifice, how to remember the body that God gave him, that he was then able to sacrifice for us. Jesus taught us how to remember the blood that he shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth exactly how to do this in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verses 23 through 26. He said this: "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.' After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you show the Lord's death till he comes." And so Jesus was very keen for us to remember him in a particular way, by partaking of the bread, by partaking of the fruit of the vine, and by remembering his body and his blood, the body that he gave and that was hung on that cross, that suffered those 6 hours that he hung there, the blood that was shed from the crown of thorns that was on his head, from the suffering of the stripes that was laid upon his back, from the nails that pierced his wrists and his feet. Yes, Jesus suffered for us, and he told us how to remember those things in the Lord's Supper. But we also have the question of when. When are we to remember these things? We may, of course, mentally remember Jesus at any point, as we've mentioned, in prayer, or perhaps as we're thinking about our life and reflecting upon the sacrifices that Jesus made for us, Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 8, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was risen from the dead according to my gospel. Remember that. And remembering here means keep on remembering. Don't forget. Keep it before your mind's eye on a regular basis as to what Jesus did for us. When we remember Jesus in the Lord's Supper, the how and the when must be respected. Jesus said, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. There was to be a regularity in this practice. In fact, we find that Jesus said that he would observe it with his disciples in his kingdom. And we have been translated out of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, Paul tells us in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 17. And so Jesus observes this supper with us as we remember him. And so every Lord's Day, upon the first day of the week, we gather together to remember the sacrifice of Jesus. And in fact, that was the purpose of the gathering on the first day of the week for the early church. And Acts chapter 20 and verse 7 says that upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, they came together to break bread. That breaking of the bread there was the breaking of the bread that Paul talked about in 1 Corinthians 11. It was the breaking of the bread that Jesus did in Luke chapter 22, Matthew chapter 26. That breaking of the bread was the observance of the Lord's Supper, and they did it every first day of the week. In fact, in Acts chapter 20 there, when Paul arrived in that location, it says that he waited 7 days so that he could observe the Lord's Supper upon the first day of the week with the disciples. And so they partook of the Lord's Supper upon every first day of the week. How do we partake of the Lord's Supper? We have the unleavened bread. We have the fruit of the vine. We give thanks for it. And we remember Jesus. When do we do it? We do it upon every first day of the week. Why do we do it? Because God wants us to remember Jesus and his sacrifice. The apostles and Jesus himself taught us to do these things. But not only that, but we recognize that a grateful heart will remember the sacrifices that are made for it. We know how to memorialize others. In fact, we have a country that is full of memorials. You'll find memorials in just about every city and town in this nation of one kind or another. Washington, D.C. contains hundreds, if not thousands, of memorials. Great monuments, you know, to different people and places and events and things like that. You'll find there the Washington Monument, for example. The Lincoln Memorial. The Jefferson Memorial. You'll also find war memorials, such as the memorial to the Second World War, the memorial to the Korean War, and the memorial to the Vietnam War. There is also a memorial for those soldiers who have been lost in battle. They call it the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And there is a constant vigil outside that tomb. Every single day, someone is remembering those sacrifices because we believe in the power of a memorial. Well, we recognize the need for certain memorial days. Memorial Day itself, Veterans Day, Pearl Harbor Day. And these things are reasonable because we understand that a grateful heart will remember those sacrifices. Well, the Bible tells us that we need to be grateful. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, 1 Timothy 2 and verse 1. But we need to be thankful for Jesus and for the sacrifice that he made. As Paul said in 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 15, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Those who are grateful remember. In fact, there is a relationship between being thankful and remembering. In Psalm 6 and verse 5, the psalmist writes, for in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? Notice the parallelism. Remembrance and thanks, they go together. Sing unto the Lord, O you saints of his. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Psalm 30 and verse 4. And yes, in the Lord's Supper itself, giving thanks is part of our remembering Jesus. We're to give thanks for the bread. We're to give thanks for the fruit of the vine. We're to say in this memorial to God, thank you for Jesus and for what he did for us. Thanksgiving is in and of itself a way to remember. And the Father wants us to remember his Son. The Father wants us to remember his Son. I dare say that there may be some in our audience this morning who have had sons or maybe even daughters serve in the military. There may be some whose sons and daughters have given their life for their country. And oh, how they want their children to be remembered. They want that service to be remembered. They want that sacrifice to be remembered. Because those children are precious to them. And the sacrifice that they made was precious to them. Do you think that God thinks any differently than that? He does not. He sees the sacrifice of his Son, and that is precious to him. And he wants us to remember that sacrifice. That sacrifice that brought people out of sin and into salvation. That sacrifice that was given, not that we could be saved for some earthly enjoyment, but that we could be saved for eternity. Yes, God wants us to remember that sacrifice. The Bible itself and the existence of the Bible proves that God wants us to remember that sacrifice. Jesus is the theme of this book from the beginning to the end. It's all about him. God wants us to remember him. And that's why he's given us the Bible. And he speaks to us today through his Son, Jesus. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. We need to remember that Jesus came from heaven. Philippians 2, 5 and 6, that he lived as a man. Philippians 2, 7, that he took the form of a servant. Philippians 2, 7, that he humbled himself in obedience. Philippians 2, 8, that he submitted himself even to death, even the death of the cross. Paul said, I deliver to you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 3. And we read in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 4 that Jesus gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. And we read in Ephesians 5, 2, to walk in love as Christ has also loved us and has given himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. And Peter writes, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. We need to remember Jesus. We need to remember Jesus in our prayers every day. We need to be thankful every day for the sacrifice he made for us. But we need to remember his body and his blood in the Lord's Supper every first day of the week. God wants us to remember his Son, Jesus. Will you remember Jesus within your life? Will you remember what he did for you? Will you give your life to him this very hour to become a child of God, saved by the blood of Christ that he shed for you on that cross? respond to Him this very day in loving obedience to His will, hearing His word, believing it, repenting of sin, confessing Him as Lord, and being baptized for the forgiveness of sins. Why not become a child of God? And remember the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus this very hour by putting Him on in baptism. Why not remember Jesus by living your life for Him faithfully? Maybe you haven't been doing that. Maybe you need to start doing that each and every day, getting up and declaring, today is a day that I will remember Jesus. Why not make your life His this morning while together we stand and while we sing?